You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Not too long ago, the 2017 class of the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame was announced. Among the honorees was one of GM's top designers, Elizabeth Witzel, and she joins us now. Well, first, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Lester.
All right, let's start with stereotypes. I think a lot of people think about car design and they think about men, but there's an increasingly greater number of women designers in the automotive industry. How did you get interested in designing cars?
Well, actually, I was born and raised in a family of car enthusiasts, and I also had a love for art. So it was kind of a natural that I moved from becoming an artist to becoming an automotive designer. My dad actually worked for General Motors, and he noticed my passion for art, and he encouraged it. But he said, you know, you really should take a look at automotive design as a career, because I've been in the design studios and I don't see very many women, and I think that might be a really good opportunity, especially since you love cars. He was right. And I studied industrial design, but I ended up coming to General Motors, and that's how it all started.
So tell me what your position is today. What do you do?
Today I am a design director, and I am responsible for what we call the User Experience Studio. And what we work on are all of the interface elements on the interior. So we do the steering wheel, we do the shifters, we do the instrument clusters, we do what we call the center stack, which has all your radio, your navigation, your climate controls. All the electronic bits and pieces we call the interface elements is what we do. So it's a very exciting place right now, because that's where a lot of the invention is happening on interiors for cars.
Right, a lot of changes going on, too. And some complaints recently, I understand, about how complex it can be and how much you have to take your eyes off the road. How much do you have to know about people in order to do this job right?
Oh, we have to know everything about our customer. So before we even begin, we know who our customers are. And as you know, we have several brands at GM. And within those brands, there are customers within those brands, different customers. So we know exactly who they are. We do a lot of research on who our customer is, the needs that they have, the lifestyle they live. So we design around the customer. The customer is really the center of everything we do. So while we're designing, though, we double check. We take our proposals out, and we get feedback directly from those customers. And we make changes accordingly. So, yeah, customers are very much a part of the process and the voice of what we end up with in the design at the end of the day.
So tell me some of your work in a make and model that's on the road right now that you're most proud of working on.
I just finished recently the Buick Enclave. It's a model year 2018. It'll be hitting the showrooms soon. I love that project. I always love the last one I worked on for some reason.
Well, I bet. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, that one. Actually, we just won an award for that. We won a User Experience Award, one of the top 10 in the industry from Ward's Auto Interiors. So very proud of that. But that was a great project, because the Enclave was one that you know, the current product on the road, it does very, very well. It's very loved by its current customers. So the challenge was, how do we beat that? How do we make that even better? And so we listened to the customer. We implemented those changes. And hopefully when it comes out on the road, that will be something that our customers love even more.
Last year, I sat down with retiring GM Global Design Chief Ed Wellborn. He retired the highest-ranking African-American executive at any auto company worldwide. And during that interview, he talked a lot about encouraging diversity. How true is that within GM's corporate culture?
Very true. We have such a diverse workforce here at GM. You know that we're a global company, and so the talent that we attract comes from all over the world, and we look for the best and brightest. And I can tell you, any studio that you go in, you can see people from different countries, different cultures, different ethnic backgrounds. It is extremely diverse right now. And that is a major milestone from when I started over 30 years ago. It is completely changed. And the people here are excellent. They are bright. They're passionate. They're enthusiastic. It's just it's so great to see these different perspectives, and the value that diversity brings is so great for us as a company, and it's best for the customer in the end because they bring in such a great point of view and their talents are so amazing that we end up with better product at the end of the day.
With Mary Barra as the CEO of GM, I'm wondering what message that sent to women in the automotive industry.
That was huge. I can say from a personal perspective, to me, that was the greatest thing that I have witnessed in my career. Mary is a total inspiration. And I've watched Mary in my career. She's 2 years senior to me, and I've watched her. I've seen her on her track, in her profession, in her career here. And you know that she worked really hard to get to where she is. As a woman, you, in the beginning, back in the days, 30 years ago, you really had to outperform. You really had to do more and go above and beyond just to get the attention and get the respect of the men around you. And she did that and more. And she's got us on a path that has a higher purpose. Where she's taking GM is so exciting. I come into work every day so energized by her vision, and I am so proud of her. That is a major milestone, not for just GM, but for the whole industry.
We've all heard about the need for more STEM students, that is, students of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. You encourage something called STEAM students with an A. What's that?
STEAM. A is the art. And in fact, STEM is turning into STEAM. It's not just GM. It's industry-wide. They have officially added the A in STEM. So A is the artist, and it is there to bring about the creative mind. And creativity, of course, it's in the field that I'm in design. In design, we have engineers, we have designers, we have sculptors, we have animators. All those people can use the A in art, the creative mind, to help them create better products at the end of the day. The A is, I am so excited about it because even engineers, can be creative. To not have that there in the beginning was shocking. I'm glad it's there now.
I understand GM has lots of creative types from places like Disney and Hollywood. I also know that, you know, people who think those creative types have to deal with engineers, and that might be intimidating for some, or at least restricting in some ways. How does that dynamic work?
It works very well. It's a good balance. Designers, they do bring in a very creative perspective and are always pushing the envelope. But at the same time, you know, the engineers help us to make sure that it gets implemented. At the end of the day, the product is better for it. Now, we do have, you know, we have engineers who are creative as well. To have those creative engineers part of the process just makes our lives a lot easier because we're all moving in the same direction. We all have the same goals in mind. And when you have creative engineering who can help understand how to make the vision of the designer come to life, it's a wonderful thing.
Now, putting it all together, I understand there's a GM car design competition that you're really happy with. What's that all about?
Yes, we work with Car Design News. Every year we have a contest with them, and we provide a creative brief for students to come up with a certain car design. It changes every year. Sometimes it's a Buick. This year it's going to be a Cadillac. We're going to be launching that later on this fall. And what that does, it's a great platform for the students to show their creativity, show their skills. We mentor them in the process so they have the ability to meet real industry professionals from General Motors, and we help guide them on their choices, on their designs, give them some mentoring. So it's a learning process for them, and it's great for us because what we get out of it is very creative ideas, and hopefully what we get is the people that are really good come and work for us in the future. It's one of those means for us to bring people in, to let people know of this profession of automotive design, and to prepare them as they go through school, and then when they graduate, they have a great portfolio and can get into General Motors. So it's a great program, and we've been doing it, I think, for at least 10 years, and it's been very successful. We've hired people right from that program.
So I've got one more question. What went through your head when you found out you were being inducted into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame?
You know, I was extremely humbled, honored, and excited. Excited being a born and raised Michigan gal, to be associated with those amazing women who have done so much for other women and humanity in general, to be associated with that group, it just is so humbling to me, and I am so grateful and honored, and I am so proud of the Michigan Historical Society and the things that they're doing to get the word out, to celebrate those wins for women, and to make sure people know, and to keep celebrating those accomplishments that women are making every day. And it's just a wonderful thing, and I'm just so proud to be associated with it. And what I hope to get out of this is to be able to continue the platform that that we have here to make women aware of design as a profession, and to encourage them to think of it as a career choice. Like I said before, not many women know about it. So I encourage parents, if you're out there listening, aunts and uncles, if you're out there listening, if you have a niece or a daughter who is creative, really to think about automotive design as a career. There is so much going on right now in this field, in the auto industry. You know, I wish I was 20 years younger. This is such an exciting industry right now. The amount of innovation and invention that is happening, it's exponential. Every day I walk into work, I am so excited about where we're going as an industry. So if you've got a young daughter or a niece, or if you are young and you're a woman and you're listening, please take that into account and check into the auto industry and design, because there is still the need for women here. There's still a lot of opportunity for women to come and be successful in this industry.
Liz Wetzel is an automotive designer at GM and among the 2017 class of the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. Again, congratulations, and thanks for taking a moment with us.
Thank you so much, Lester, for enabling me to get the word out there. I really appreciate it.